Module 10, Listening 1, page 156, exercise 3. You will hear a man called Kevin Arden, who works as a Thatcher, talking about his job. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Tonight's talk is about a traditional skill. Thatched roofs, made from dried plant material, have long been a feature of lowland Britain, and our guest tonight, Kevin Arden, is a self-employed master thatcher, one of the small band of craftsmen keeping the tradition alive. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks. People often ask me how I got into thatching, assuming it's a skill passed down through the generations in the countryside. But nothing could be further from the truth. I'm from London, and my parents are both doctors. But I never fancied following them into medicine and did a degree in engineering instead, which does come in handy occasionally. Although with the benefit of hindsight, I can say that business studies might have been more relevant. Anyway, my interest in thatching goes back to one summer I spent on my uncle's farm. An old house in the nearby village was being rethatched, and I was fascinated by the process. I got chatting to the thatcher, who showed me how he built up the roof, not using single pieces of straw, as I'd imagined, but large straw tiles. He'd made these in advance and put them onto the roof in layers. The edges around the roof and the bits sticking out, like dormer windows, get trimmed off later with a special knife, just like giving someone a haircut. All the thatch is very tightly secured in place with fastenings and wire netting, so there's no danger of it falling off. Anyway, this chap let me have a go and told me about an apprenticeship you could do to learn the skills. It was a life-changing meeting because here I am, 10 years later, a trained thatcher running my own business just like him. It wasn't an easy process though, and there aren't many apprenticeships available. I'd say thatching is not for the faint-hearted actually, because to master the skills, set yourself up in business and find work requires a single-mindedness that not everyone has. I'm lucky in that thatching's a very satisfying job, although it is a rather demanding one physically, involving a lot of going up and down ladders. For that reason, young people interested in the job need to be fit too. I guess I've been fortunate. People find thatch attractive, and that accounts for its popularity, but doesn't necessarily bring in much work. Other forms of roof are cheaper, so you don't get many modern thatched houses. Old thatch does need replacing, though. And legislation has just been introduced that says old thatched roofs must be rethatched rather than replaced with another material. So I've benefited from that, and now have more work than before. You can really have some fun with thatch, because there isn't just one pattern that everyone has to follow. Master thatchers like to leave their individual mark by creating interesting shapes or putting unexpected finishing touches to their work. But we don't use any drawings to help us, something people often find surprising, given the intricacy of some of our work. But no, it's all kept in my head. Anyway, as far as maintenance of the thatch is concerned, the top ridge of the roof will need replacing every 15 years or so. But good quality thatching straw should last for about 50 years. This means that, to coin a phrase, its carbon footprint is very low, not least because it provides extremely effective insulation, keeping you warm in winter and cool in summer, without wasting finite natural resources in the process. Of course, like any job, mine has its downsides too. If you run your own business, it goes without saying that a certain amount of business acumen is required. Then there's always extra stuff to do at weekends, like putting together estimates for new jobs. And I often have to totally forget about summer holidays, because that's when you get the best weather for thatching. However, nothing beats being your own boss and having the freedom and flexibility that brings. Talking of the weather, though, it's not always your best friend. So when embarking on a job that would normally take about 2 months, I always have a contingency plan in case of delays. I need to know that I've got something else I can do during that downtime. In winter, of course, jobs take longer anyway because of the shorter amount of daylight and freezing temperatures. All in all, though, thatching provides tremendous job satisfaction, and every time I stand back and look at a new roof I've done, I feel very proud of what I've achieved. Now, before I go on to another intricate detail of what I do...
Track 14.